Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
I almost forgot again to say my name.
We're in the middle of an absolutely perfect fall week here in Calgary. All the leaves have changed colors, but it's still like in the low 20s.
Yeah, it's nice. And then there's Ontario. Have you seen the temperatures that they're getting?
There was a heat warning in parts of southern Ontario. Weren't they expected to hit 40 with the Humidex?
40 with the Humidex.
That's insane.
It's nuts. My parents were still out swimming. People aren't closing their pools yet. And they say there's not really a relief in sight for the next couple of days, at least.
It's that damn global warming, I tell you.
Oh, it's the global warming.
Your parents still, when do they usually close the pool?
It's around this time. It depends. Sometimes a little earlier, depending if the weather really gets cold. Like, if there's frost on the ground, it's probably time to give up on heating the pool, you know?
Inevitably, winter will be here soon, and you want to make sure that when it is, you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Both with your house and your vehicle, and of course, what you're wearing as well.
Yes.
A friend of ours is really big into sneakers. He actually runs a store where you can buy all these rare sneakers in town here.
Yeah, like super expensive sneakers. Really, really rare stuff.
I don't know if you know sneakerheads, but they take their sneakers quite seriously.
Oh, yes.
And Kanye West has a line of shoes. And I guess he's released a new boot, and this boot is the big thing this winter. They're about $950.
Oh, good Lord.
They look exactly like the big old white Sorel boots that your dad used to wear. The ones that kind of yellowed with age.
And they had the fur. Some of them had the fur on the top.
Some of them had the fur.
Oh, and they had like the like leather thing at the bottom. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big old white Sorels, I guess, are about $950 if they have Kanye West's name on them. And their back is just like a fashionable boot this year.
Amazing.
Oh, yes. Remember your dad pushing a snowblower through a blizzard in the 90s? His boots are the must-have fashion item of the year, the big white Sorels.
These are great boots for your Instagram. It says, "Look, I'm adventurous. I'm outdoorsy. I climb mountains.
Step out this winter looking like a Russian sniper during the Winter War."
The old woman who lived in a shoe would be very comfortable in these. These are massive.
All the sensibilities of a traditional Inuit whale hunter, now in a fashionable boot.
These boots scream, "My primary mode of transportation is dog sled." Mush! Mush!
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So Jan Arden, yesterday we were chatting about this rumor that we heard about how one of her songs had these guitar sounds eliminated from the song because they sounded too sexual.
Yeah, the guitar insinuated something.
Which, ridiculous.
Well, Jan, we thought it was hilarious. Jan responded to us on Twitter and said, no, that's not true.
Which is fair. And
I don't believe her.
I still think that it's actually legitimately happened. And I was wondering, she probably didn't even know about it. But it got me thinking about all of those urban legends, those stories that you hear about bands. You know, sometimes they're real, sometimes they're not. But they're those widespread stories that everybody knows about.
We just talked about one recently on the air. The whole Marilyn Manson had his two bottom ribs removed. So
yes.
Yes. Right?
And he has actually denied this since, saying, "I don't know where this came from." But I still think he actually helped with that rumor for a while.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Contributed to his entire image of being the weirdest dude in music. So
yeah, but there's tons of these. Like, I was reading about how Axl Rose, during the recording of Appetite for Destruction, brought in a girl and, you know, they got romantic in the studio and he recorded the sounds of their sex for the song Rocket Queen.
Really?
And apparently that legitimately did happen. It was Steven Adler's former girlfriend as well.
The drummer.
Greasy Axl.
Guns N' Roses. Can you hear it on the record?
You can hardly hear it. Like, it kind of just sounds like guitar sound. It's right, like, it was right in there. You can kind of hear. And in the video, you see they're breathing deeply. And it goes to them.
Has Axl ever sounded like he's not having sex, though? Like, it's kind of what he sounds like, isn't it? Here's one that I remember from when I was younger. The Ohio Players, "Love Roller Coaster." Apparently, you can hear a woman being murdered in the background.
Right.
Listen to this.
That right there.
That scream?
Yeah.
So I guess he's just breathing in to hit a higher note coming up. But Casey Kasem on his radio show said it sounded like a woman being murdered, and this urban legend just spread like crazy, and the band didn't deny it because they were selling so many records because of it.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. What about Ozzy biting the head off a bat?
Right, which actually happened, didn't it?
It did. It was by accident, though. A fan threw a bat on stage, apparently, and he thought it was fake. So he bit it, and it turns out it was a real bat, so he had to get rabies shots after. Oh, why would you do that?
I also read a story where Nikki Sixx claimed that Ozzy snorted a line of ants when they didn't have any cocaine. And Ozzy says he doesn't remember, but I don't know if I trust Ozzy's memory either.
I know.
The best part is when I was looking to see if this story was true or not, a video popped up, unrelated, of Tommy Lee smoking a cigarette with his nose.
Oh my. This was a different time, Beckler. Speaking
was
of different
it
times. Speaking of snorting things, did you hear about the one where Keith Richards apparently snorted his dad's ashes?
I have heard that story. Yeah. Is that one true?
He later denied it, but he said there were some ashes kind of left over on his hand and he did snort them to get rid of them because he didn't know what else to do with them. And I'm like, brush them off.
What's wrong with these people?
Brush them off, man. Jack and Meg White were brother and sister. That was the rumor that went around for a long time.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do.
And they're not. They were married, right? So
that rumor was so persistent when I was growing up that in my head, I still have to stop and think about it.
I always do too. I get confused. I forget which one's right and wrong. I'm like, oh, wait, are they? But
No, they were married.
No. Yeah.
But then Jack took her last name, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, which is why it's so confusing. Van Halen demands no brown M&Ms backstage. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, a bowl of M&Ms, the brown ones taken out. And that was just to make sure that everything else on their rider had been fulfilled, right?
Yes. So it was true. He did actually demand that, but it wasn't because he only wanted brown M&Ms. It was to make sure they were paying attention to his rider.
Yeah, to all the safety and electrical requirements,
yeah.
Which is kind of clever.
Yeah,
you heard the one about Phil Collins in the air tonight, where it's apparently about a time that Phil saw somebody drowning and somebody else didn't save them?
Yes.
And then it even goes as far as to say that Phil invited the person to his show and like sang the song right at them, and it turns out that's not true.
No,
Phil
he was like,
none of that's true.
That song is about a relationship I had. It has nothing to do with somebody drowning. So it's like, okay. Keith Richards' blood transfusion. Did you ever hear that one?
No, I don't know this one.
So it was basically that he abused drugs and alcohol so badly that he went to Switzerland and got a blood transfusion with all fresh blood because his was so messed up.
He had a blood boy.
Blood boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, there's the very famous Dark Side of the Moon, Wizard of Oz one. Like if you play them at the same time, they sync up.
Right.
I think it's if you start the album on the third roar of the MGM Lion. I've tried this.
Have you?
Yeah. And if you're looking for it, maybe it's there, but
Well, the band has flat out denied that.
Yeah.
So although you always wonder, you're like, well,
that would be cool.
It would be really cool.
What's really crazy are the ones that are true. Like there's a Norwegian metal band named Mayhem. And the leads, one of the members killed the other member, I think.
Oh,
and then the band wore pieces of his skull on necklaces. They're crazy.
Now, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Depeche Mode being a vampire. Did you ever hear that one?
No. I'm guessing that's not true.
Here's the funny thing. It was about the singer, and he was actually sleeping in a coffin for a while.
Oh.
So that part of it was true.
That's just a PR stunt.
Yeah.
Right?
Although they said that he did so much drugs that he did think he was a vampire for a short amount of time.
So it was real to him, but
BHS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And then there are all the crazy stories about the things that rock stars did in hotel rooms and whatnot. Have you ever heard the one about John Bonham riding a motorcycle through the hallways of the Hyatt House in LA?
And apparently that is in fact true.
That's insane.
That. Mm-hmm.
There's the one about Keith Moon nailing all of his furniture to the ceiling.
Yes. Also true. Apparently Poison,
Brett Michaels?
Was it Brett Michaels? Yeah, Brett Michaels from Poison also did that. And on top of that, some other, apparently, rock stars decided to do the same thing.
I also read a story about Joe Walsh from the Eagles using a chainsaw to cut everything in his hotel room in half. And you don't think of the Eagles as a crazy party band, because I think of the Eagles as my dad's favorite band.
Right.
They were crazy back in their heyday. And then they became the Eagles that you see, like, on all the demos at Best Buy to show how good the stereos are.
Drugs change people, man.
Musicians just can't get away with that kind of behavior anymore, right?
No. That was just something that before they were so famous that people almost turned a blind eye. It was just like, oh.
Or we even kind of celebrated like how crazy they were back in the day. And now any like little thing that a musician does ends up everywhere and they're criticized for it. Justin Bieber almost ruined his career by peeing in a bucket.
I know.
He didn't trash a hotel room. He peed in a bucket.
Yeah, and we're freaking out about it. Again, we're just too sensitive right now. Way too sensitive.
You can't do a little bucket pissing?
No.
Who among us has not pissed in a bucket at some point?
Okay, I don't think I've pissed in a bucket before.
Let he who has not pissed in a bucket cast the first stone. You've done some bucket pissing, don't lie.
I don't think I have.
You pissed in a bucket.
Why would I have to piss? Just squat. It's like squat in the trees, not in a bucket.
One of my favorites that we didn't mention, Shauna, is Robert Johnson, the old blues singer from the 30s, who was rumored to have sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads. And that's kind of where that whole myth started, was with him. In order for, like, he did it to achieve fame and success, but he kind of died before he had any fame and success. So
crazy.
He did eventually become quite famous, but not in his lifetime. So if he did make a deal with the devil, was it a good deal?
Well, it was a deal with the devil. It sounds like how a deal with the devil would go.
The one about the Ohio players and the murder scream in the background, I actually learned about from an old albino black sheep video. Do you remember that website in the early days of the internet?
No.
So it was one of these videos that had all these nuggets, and it also mentioned the munchkin that hung himself in the background of The Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that?
Nope.
You can see like a body swinging in one of the... Turns out it was just a prop. It wasn't a dead munchkin, but...
You thought it was a real dead munchkin?
It's enough to give you the heebie-jeebies, that's
real,
for sure.
Yeah, there's just a real dead munchkin hanging in the back. Nobody noticed.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was reading this article about how Generation Z is now a thing, or Generation Z.
Yeah, they're the ones that will follow the millennial generation, so...
Which is interesting, because a lot of people still, they say between 16 and 22 years old, and you're Generation Z. Not a millennial. A lot of people still group those people into the whole like millennial
for
idea
sure.
of things, though, because as we've discussed, it's very confusing.
Nobody uses the term millennial correctly, I don't think.
No, I think it's always, if you hate somebody, you use the term millennial. It's kind of a negative connotation with it.
Yeah, so if you're graduating within the next couple of years or have just graduated, you'd be Generation Z.
Yes. Now, my question is, what comes after that? Because we have X, Y, and Z now.
Right.
What do you do next?
That's a good question.
Like, do we go back to A?
No, I think there's been talk of calling them Generation Alpha, because I think in a lot of scientific disciplines, when you run out of Roman letters, you go to the Greek alphabet. So,
okay,
Alpha, this Generation
is
Beta.
A slight problem with starting with Generation X is you only have a few letters left in the alphabet, and
that's
then you're moving
true.
On, you know?
And that was popularized by a Canadian author, actually, Douglas Copeland. He's my all-time favorite author, and he wrote a book called Generation X. Which is an unbelievable book. It changed my life.
If you haven't read
it, it's so good. But he was the guy who popularized the term Generation X and defined that generation.
Interesting.
And then we, of course, became Generation Y, Generation Z. Going back even, do you know the other generations? Like, do you know who comes before Generation X?
Well, there was the baby boomers.
Baby boomers, very good.
And then before that, what was it?
The silent generation.
Oh.
So this was the generation that came back from the war.
Right.
And was encouraged to just conform to societal norms, I think, and that's why they call them the silent generation.
And then before that, wasn't it the depression generation?
The greatest generation.
Oh, okay, that's better than the depression generation.
They're the ones who fought the war and lived through the Great Depression.
Right, okay.
And then the lost generation was before that, and they called them that because they were part of World War I, came back, didn't really know what to do with their lives.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those generations were defined by those massive global events. World War I and II, the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And what are we defined by? Technology?
I guess so. We've been reduced to letters, though.
We have. They say that the next generation, whatever, Generation Alpha or whatever they end up calling it, will be the most formally educated generation ever, the most technologically supplied generation ever, and globally, the wealthiest generation ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You'd think that they'd come up with a better term than just alpha then. That just seems really boring to me.
What else is there left?
I know. Well, I was thinking do you name them bra sizes anyway? And that's even worse. Double Z, triple Z? Just repeating it over and over again?
No, that's sexist and objectifying women, and that generation does not like that. So
oh, right.
You've
sorry.
Just lost them as fans.
Generation Snowflake.
X92.9.
In our continuing, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Quest. Basically.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no problem.
To promote Canadian music around the world.
Yes.
We've taken to translating some very famous Canadian songs, some of the artists that we play, into other languages to appeal to a different audience.
Yes, we have.
We've done it again. Canadian hits in Spanish. Shauna.
A los brazos del angel.
Vita Keen, est habitation. From the hotel free oscuro, y la infinita.
There's just way too many syllables, isn't there?
Just cram it in there. Cram it in.
It doesn't really work. How about this one, Shauna?
Okay.
Me la maste en el telefono publico. Dije que lo que color va pedo para la parte de casa.
That was nothing. That was a real word.
I'm fully fluent in Spanish.
Oh, yes. Clearly.
One more. Como se enfrian los lebos.
Después de un beso de verano.
Como se libra el sudor.
Después de la felicidad del cuerpo.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I think we need to point out that lips... In Spanish, how do you cool your lips is labios.
It's a little weird.
How do you cool your labios?
Oh, jeez. Not those lips.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Last time we did this, we got a tweet from somebody who says, I speak fluent Spanish and I couldn't understand a word that you guys said.
Okay.
Well... We try our best.
So our versions aren't going to have a lot of success in Latin America, is what you're saying.
Google Translate sometimes just has a bit of an issue. I understand. It's
Google Translate is brutal. Yeah. Like, it gets you, I guess, enough of the way to... I shouldn't say brutal. It's pretty amazing. But it gets you enough of the way to communicate.
Yes. Basically, if you have a word that you need to say in a different language to get a point across, it will be very good for this. Phrasing, however... Not so much.
Not so good. I used to have a roommate for a little while who was Korean and didn't speak a whole lot of English. And we would use Google Translate to try to get our points across when it wasn't working. And I would try to read these Korean words to him and then I'd just show him.
Next up, Canadian hits in Korean.
In Korean. We'll crack the Asian market.
It's time.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.